Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Angelic beings as such as the angels, Gabriel, Michael, they don't have wings. We're going to look at that as we get a little bit farther. When we look at these winged beings, those are the cherubim, they have four wings. The seraphim have six wings. But the angels, it's never mentioned in Scripture about angels having wings. They come in a human form, they don't need wings, and that's all. We'll get more into that. Isn't that interesting? We get to the little study about everybody has angels, and you go to these cemeteries, you see these angels on gravestones with the little wings and all. It's a cute little thing, but we won't stay what Scripture says and what it doesn't say. It never describes as angelic beings. It's talking about Gabriel and them. When Gabriel appeared to Mary, okay, he didn't have wings that he fluttered down. We think of that. We had the Christmas play, remember? For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. We have a little kid up there dressed in. It's cute. I'm not criticizing it, but according to Scripture, angels don't have wings. This is yes, this is no, I have no idea what you're talking about preaching. Okay. Cherubim are by the throne. Seraphims we find are above the throne. Even in heaven today, God's word describes that. Cherubim are by the throne of God, even today. While the seraphim, we saw in Isaiah 6, they're circling above the throne. So we have them above and beside the throne. All right, so here's some things I want to share with you about the angelic body. Number one, the angelic realm is a created realm. God created them all. Now, when we think of angels, there's a couple of them that are named. Name one of them. Gabriel, he's been named. Who's another angel? Michael. All right, and then name another one that's in that realm. Lucifer, we're going to talk about. He's a cherub. All right, we see in Scripture that he actually was a cherub. He was high anointed. He was in a place in position of great authority, hence that pride. And all. We'll look at that again later this week. But I want you to get the picture of the few that have been named. All right, there's only one archangel, only one, and that's Michael. A lot of people would say that Gabriel is an archangel. The Bible has never stated only designated for an archangel is Michael. Matter of fact, remember he battled with Satan over the body of Moses. Remember that? We found that in the book of Jude. Y'all remember that? Okay. Matter of fact, I read ahead in your daily Bible readings, we're toward the end of Deuteronomy. This morning, I read all the way to the end of Deuteronomy where Moses was able to look out over the, God took him over to the mount. He said, Moses, you can't go into cross the Jordan River. You can't go into Canaan because of what you had done about striking the rock. Remember that? He said, but I'm going to let you look. So you look, and the Scripture says, the last chapter of Deuteronomy, that Moses died there and God buried him. Interesting. The only one who attended Moses' funeral was God. And the Bible says God buried him. I believe that, by the way. And when we find in Jude that Michael fought Satan over the body of Moses. Why would the body of Moses have been such an important thing to Satan? What would you think he would have done with the body of Moses? He would have made him an idol. The people loved. Matter of fact, the last part of Deuteronomy says there was no prophet in the, ever since Moses like him. He was the greatest man when we think of the nation of Israel. Moses was the one. So most likely Satan would have had his body and probably, well, look at this. You know, y'all worship Moses and not the Lord. Remember this, in the wilderness, the pole, when he put the snake, the bronze snake up on the pole. Y'all remember that? Yeah. People were bitten by serpents. And he says, Moses, if you look at this, you'll live. Well, later on they disposed of that because people started worshiping that staff instead of worshiping the God who it represented. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. people tend to want to worship other idols and things they see with their eyes. So anyway, a lot could be said here, but we see that Michael had to fight over the body of Moses. Of course, Michael prevailed. So we see Michael was the only archangel. Gabriel was that special messenger that was sent from God. But they were all created for God's good pleasure. In Psalm 148, verses 2 and 5. Psalm 148, verses 2 and 5. Y'all can write these down he has them up there. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Remember, I talk about when we think about host, the heavenly host, it's more than just what we're talking about, Gabriel and Michael. Heavenly host is all inclusive. I will say this, I believe there are things in heaven that God made that aren't in Scripture. Paul said this, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard what is before us. I imagine Paul saw some glorious things in heaven. So when we see the word host, it means more than just that angelic body. I don't want to keep it new and there. It's everything God had made. He's made creatures that... Daddy used to say this, if we see something, saw some of the things God made in heaven, it probably scare us to death. So we couldn't handle it. You know, the cherub has four faces on him. Remember? Face of a man, face of an ox, the face of a lion. And remember that? That's kind of a what?
Eagle,
yeah, an eagle, something like that. Yeah. Has four faces on east and west side, front and back. That kind of a, God made him. By the way, Brother Ray Deardorff is talking about that, about the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and how that represents the four gospels. It's really nice, neat study there. I'm saying that God has made so many things up there, and that would be what's included in the host. And then verse number 5, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He just spoke this angelic, innumerable amount of angels, and the host, the cherubim, the seraphim, and all these other creatures, the creation, he just spoke them into existence. God said it to be, and it was. Now this goes, I've said this before, I mentioned this to Jim Gage down in Columbia. We're talking about some things, and again, I can halfway comprehend God creating angels. Not that I know how he did it, but speaking it into existence. I can halfway comprehend him, the sun, the stars, the moon, the heavens, the earth, the sea, the animals, Adam, made you. I can visualize all that, okay? Because the Bible speaks of that. But what just blows me away is what existed before the triunity of the Godhead. Because he made it all. So what was there in eternity past before he made anything? I can't comprehend that. Because the angelic beings, they were created. Everything we see, everything we know, he just spoke it into existence, except that triunity of the Godhead. Unfathomable. What a great God we have. And after about a million years of worshiping and having a great time up there, I want to ask the Lord, Jesus, Lord, what did y'all do before y'all created before you created angels, before you created anything? What did y'all do? Anyway, I want you to see that they're created even before Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There were already angels here. When we go to Genesis 1:1, it speaks to our time. Some 6,000 plus years of creation from this terra firma, this earth. But before God created the heavens, the earth as we see it, the sun, stars, moon, this planet, the birds of the sky. He'd already had the angelic order was already created.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.